Thank you for contacting Provider Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say CHIP provider.
CHC.
That's CHC. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Speak with service coordinator.
Sorry, I did not. All right. To help you further, please say or enter your NPI. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Please say or enter your 10-digit NPI. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Provider Services. My name is Gellamel. Please have your name.
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm reaching out from Family First Home Care. In regards to a mutual member, I was looking to speak with the service coordinator.
Okay, so I'll have to look up the member's information and see whom the service coordinator is. May I please have the first initial of your last name?
Yes, that'll be A as in Apple.
All right, thank you. What's your callback phone number, please?
267-551-7429.
All right, thank you. And what's the provider's NPI, please?
Can I provide the tax ID?
Do you have the provider ID?
Yes, I do have the provider ID.
Yes, ma'am. What's that, please?
Okay, that'll be... Hold on a moment. 307-828-94.
Name of the provider?
Family First Care, LLC.
Thank you so much. What's the last four of the tax ID number?
That'll be 8555.
You're calling from the provider's office of billing?
3555.
You're calling from the provider's office or billing office?
I'm calling from the provider's office.
What's that member's ID?
The member's Medicaid ID.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
1600-100-240.
240. What's the member's name and date of birth?
The name is Rihanna Wei, and the date of birth is 8/12/1985.
All right. Thank you. Just a moment. Let me see whom the service coordinator is, okay? One moment. I'm waiting on the system, okay? It'll be just a moment, okay?
Mm-hmm. I do believe I remember speaking with the service coordinator, and then I heard that she's out, so. Hello?
Service Coordinator Sydney Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you spoke with her and she's out?
Yeah, after that she was out, so I wasn't able to communicate with her again.
Yeah, just a moment, because that's the only type of information I'm showing is Sydney Brown. One moment. How long ago was that?
Let me take a look. October 29th.
Yeah. Okay, one moment. Okay, so yes, it does show, looks like she's out until tomorrow, November the 6th. Let me see here. Now, I'm just looking at a note, looks like it says, call 1-855-332-0729 and request service coordinator. This is Bryiah, last name West. Is that
not sure who that is?
Bryiah? Yeah, but perhaps there's someone that's in her stead since she's out. It would not be returned. It looks like she's been out, based off of this note I'm looking at, all week long and returning on tomorrow. And it says we'll respond back within 24 to 48 hours upon return. But it also states if there's an emergency situation, then reach out to the backup service coordinator. And, again, my apologies. I'm unsure how to pronounce that first name.
Okay.
Yes. And now I can submit. Let me see the supervisor. One moment. Looking to see if it shows the supervisor. Yeah, supervisor is showing as Anush, A-N-U-S-H, but it's showing an email. I'm not showing a phone number. I can submit out an email request, but
yes,
even still,
fine.
The turnaround time. Okay, so the turnaround time to receive a response is going to be within 24 to 48 business hours. What's the situation?
So the member is in the process of transferring to our agency, and
okay.
It looks like the caregiver is compliant. So I just wanted to make sure that an authorization is sent soon because I know it takes a couple of days for it to come in.
Okay. So let me submit out an email request as well. Let me know you have been trying to reach out to the service coordinator. However, we do show that that service coordinator is out, should be returning tomorrow, but I'm also going to go ahead and CC the actual supervisor in regards to the reason that you're calling, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much. What's your name again?
You're absolutely welcome. My name is Ellen, E-L-L-E-N. My initial is
okay.
H as in Harry.
All right, well, thank you, Ellen. You have a
good
one.
You're certainly welcome, ma'am. You too. Anything else for you?
No, that'll be all.
Thank you so much for calling Keystone First Community Health Choice, ma'am. Have a wonderful afternoon. Bye-bye.
Okay.